Is there like a framework that you typically go through on each sales call?
Yeah, my methodology is called RED. It's real, empowering, disarming questions, right?
Okay.
So you go
real.
Real. So uh-huh. Like authentic.
Okay. Authentic. Right? Real, got it.
Empowering, disarming. Right?
What is empowering?
Because most of my people that I do this, they don't feel empowered in sales. They feel like they're being somebody else.
Okay.
So this is like empowering yourself with this because you're helping this person. So it's like got putting it. Yourself as a knowledgeable expert, disarming the person that's in front of you. So I take them through like a rapport stage where we build some type of rapport and not like, hey, how's your day? How's your dog? But more like, I'm the knowledgeable expert. I can help you. Mm-hmm. And then we go through current situation, understand like what's going on. And then I go through like pain awareness, trying to see like what problems that they have and how it's affecting them.
Yeah.
How it's affecting them underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. And then I go through past awareness where I try to see what they've done before right now to try to solve their problem. So like if I was talking to this person and we got to like past, I'm like, well, like before our conversation today, have you called other people or like, what have you done to try to sell this home?
Yeah.
And they can tell me, yeah, I've just called 5 people. What is a red flag for me?
Yeah. They call 5 people.
Those people don't make decisions. They're trying to find the best deal. What's going on? So I have to get them to, I'm like, okay, well, help me understand. Like, why didn't you go with those? What happened? You know, and I'm trying to get them to break a pattern because humans hate change.
Mm-hmm.
We hate to change. We hate it.
Yeah.
It's so uncomfortable for us.
Except if you work here, we love change.
Right. And so humans are wired to hate change. And yet all sales is your ability to help this person see that they need to change.
Yeah.
So when you're talking to somebody and you're understanding what they've done in the past to try to change their problem, you can understand the way that they make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, we've been sitting on this home. We're about to foreclose. We haven't done anything about it. It's been sitting here for 7 months. Okay, well, this person really doesn't like uncomfortability, really doesn't like to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to make them realize if they don't make a decision quickly, they're going to lose their home. Like, and are they willing to settle for that if they didn't have to?
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't know, like take it through the past, get them to imagine the future of what their life will be like once their problem is solved. And then I go in through like ramifications. So like what's going to happen if they don't make changes, getting them to envision consequences. And what I'm doing in their brain is when I take them through this path and I get them neutralized where they will trust me.
Yeah.
And I start asking them some few basic questions that don't really have emotions to it. They start opening up. So when I start asking about pain, it releases cortisol in their body and they purposely go into fight or flight. Which is why I have to keep them right there. And then when I go through the past, I get them to kind of come out of it a little bit. And I go into the future, they imagine what their future will look like once their problems are solved. It releases oxytocin in the brain, right? And so they actually lock in a memory in their brain of what it would be like once their problems are solved. And when I rip it away and talk about consequences and pain of if they don't change,
yeah,
right? The only way people want to make a change is pain or fear of future pain. So I put both in.
Yeah.
And now they go back into cortisol. And when you go from a low to a high to a low like that, it locks in a memory and they feel internal tension in their body and they feel like they have to do something about it.
Is it that deep?
Yes. It is.
That is crazy.
I get so high on this.
That is so crazy. That is so crazy. Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, I didn't know it was that deep. Yeah, that's good.
There's a lot of science behind it.
Sure. I think... I'm sure you guys hear this a lot where people are like, I think I'm just a natural salesperson or something like that.
Yeah. The gift of the gab.
Yeah. The gift of the gab or whatever. Yeah.
I think that sometimes people that feel like they're natural born salespeople or the gift of the gab, they actually have to learn more self-control and slow down because sometimes they talk too much. And that's typically what I see.
Yeah.
A lot of people that are more introverted or like, it's called an ambivert, like when they're right in the middle, sometimes like sometimes outgoing, sometimes more introverted. They actually do pretty much a little bit better in sales because they know when to slow down and when to listen and then when to talk. And they're more aware of that versus extroverts. They get their energy from through talking. Conversation.
Yeah.
And so they have to learn to pull it back.
Yeah. Okay. So you find the discovery.
Yeah.
You figure out their pain points.
Yeah.
You know, for the foreclosure, all that stuff. And then what was the next part of the conversation?
Pain points. Then you want to find out what they've done in the past to try to solve this problem.
They right. haven't called anyone. You're the first person they spoke to.
Okay, so you haven't called anyone until this point? Like,
okay, but another thing I need you to remember is you keep saying about how they make, you keep bringing up how people make decisions. I want to touch on that later. I just don't want to forget about it.
Okay.
So
you write that down.
Yeah, write that down. Thank you. So, you're the first person that I've reached out to. I got your mailer. We have a foreclosure coming. I just want to see what you guys will offer me.
Yeah. Or a reply?
Yeah. Well, I want to keep going through the psychology of like what these calls should look like.
Okay. But are we back into where we've been through this whole process and we were talking about the past, right? Now that's where we're at? Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. So, well, can you help me understand like before now? Okay. Hold on. Can you reiterate what you just said?
I got your mailer. You're the first person that I've spoken to. I'm in foreclosure. I want to sell. We've already done discovery. So now you understand that.
Yeah.
How I make decisions is you're the first person that I'm speaking to.
Yeah. So my question before that was like, well, before today, were you out there looking for other people that can possibly help like take this home off your hands or like what were you doing exactly?
No, I was just trying to like hope that I could keep the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long have you had that mailer? Just so I have a better.
I've had it on my counter for like 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So why would this be so important to you like right now though? Like it's been sitting there for 3 weeks. You have this foreclosure coming up and how long was it again? Like 3 months?
The foreclosure is coming up in 30 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So 30 days, the foreclosure is coming. This has been sitting on your calendar for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So why is this so important for you to talk to somebody like now though?
Now because I have the foreclosure, so I gotta do something or else, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to be out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess just so I have like more context, what would be your ideal criteria when like working with an investor to be able to take this property off your hands in the next 30 days? Like, is there anything specific that you're looking for besides like, I guess just clarity? Like what would you look for? Just so I understand.
I just want to like sell it cash. That's what your mailer said. And
yeah,
just make sure we close for sure. So I don't foreclose.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just trying to find information. Like I'm just trying mm-hmm. to find out their brain. Like it's not a maze in there. I'm like, okay, there's really not a lot there. Let's move to the next part. Mm. If there's something there, then I sit there.
Mm.
You know, so if they're like, oh, well, you know, I just, my God, like I know it's time and like I have to do something right now. Like they're already telling me they have to make changes.
Yeah.
So I don't have to sit with them and try to get them to realize that they made changes because he's already telling me.
Yeah.
Right. So now I just move forward. I'm like, well, like suppose we were able to come in and take this house off of your hands, get it before the foreclosure happens.
Mm-hmm.
How much were you actually wanting to get out of this home?
Mm-hmm.
That would really make you feel like, hey, like I can brush my hands. I can get this off, like whatever the verbiage would be there. But like, what would you really feel would be the ideal number for you?
Yeah. So in this hypothetical situation, I'm going to say I need 250, but you need to be at like 200. Because usually they want a little bit more than what we can offer. So I think I want like 250.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so just putting this conversation aside, right?
Yeah.
So what we have to make them feel, right, mm-hmm. is that if they don't sell this home, earlier when we talked about pain, mm-hmm. it's like if they foreclose on this house, like what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Right? Like the pain that they're in right now. And like with you not being able to pay your bills and still haven't been paying the mortgage for, I don't know, like three months. Like how is that affecting you? Mm-hmm. Right. And then like, how is that affecting your wife right now?
Yeah.
Right. And getting them, they've already gone through all this pain.
Yeah.
Like the present moment and how it's affecting them.
Yeah.
So now when I get to the 250, I just want to place a drop of like a seed right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay. And, like, is there a specific reason as to why, like, that amount of money? Like, just so I can understand your thinking. Well, I know that we need it for this, this, and this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, well, you know, typically what I see, and you put them in a majority.
Mm-hmm.
Typically what I see, you know, in terms of getting it done this quickly, you know, it's been only 30 days, like, mm-hmm. is around a little bit of this range to this range. Like, and you just ask, like, is that something that you'd even be opposed to looking to? Because I can bring this to my investors,
mm-hmm.
right? And like crazy idea, like how I said mentioned earlier, crazy idea. If they offered to pay it cash and it was, you know, around the same price point that we've paid for other properties that look just like yours,
mm-hmm.
and it was just a little bit less than what you're looking for, like, do you even want me to bring it to you or do you want me to just not address it at all? Right? Like just something along those lines. Or, you know, getting them to just think about that, like placing that idea in their brain. And then I go into the next stage. I'm like, well, what happens if you don't sell this home?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you don't get the cash
mm-hmm.
and and 30 days comes and you foreclose, like what's going to happen at that point?
Mm-hmm.
And I need them to start internalizing consequences if they don't buy.
Mm.
Right. So that's the next step. So I'm getting them to imagine their future, and then I'm putting a suggestion there. Like if I'm like, oh, this could possibly not work out for me. It's like a red flag in my brain.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, they said 250. I'm not going to be able to do more than 200. I can't tell them, well, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Like that's not going to work.
Yeah.
But I could make a suggestion and be like, hey, like, you know, typically when I see houses in your size, they go from a range of here to here.
Yeah.
And put them in a majority rule of what I typically see. And I'm just informing him.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, so just can I ask you a crazy question? Mm-hmm. Yes. Like if I went to my investors and they gave me something that was a little bit lower than the ballpark than what you're looking for, do you even want me to share it with you? Or do you want me to just push it aside to the next person? Mm-hmm. They're like, well, I mean, yeah, like share it with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I just wanted to make sure I understood. And what's going to happen if you don't find an investor, you don't get the cash that you're looking for, and this forecloses?
Yeah.
Or the situation, like it's even worse. Like, have you thought about what's going to happen at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And getting them to start internalizing it.
Got it.
You know, and now they're in pain. Now they're thinking about consequences if they don't do anything. And then at the end of the time, I go into like some type of presentation, some type of like showing them how we would work with them.
Yeah. That's like a pitch.
Yeah. 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 So with yours, is it a one call or a two call?
Usually it's a one call.
Yeah. One call. So, you know, reason why a lot of people call us is for the same reason that you just told me right now. Mm-hmm. Say the exact same thing. You know, they have a home, they were trying to pay for it. You know, 3 months have gone by, their house is going to be foreclosed on in the next 1-2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they're feeling, I think you mentioned like a little bit of overwhelm,
mm-hmm.
whatever they said. You want to use their language against them. Right. And so the way that we solve that for our clients like you is that we have our investors come in and they pay the home off in full in cash.
Yeah.
That way, like you have peace of mind. You don't have to worry about this anymore, and that we can get this foreclosure not on your record, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right. And earlier, I know that you had mentioned X. So you like come up with three problems that this person had.
Mm-hmm.
And you reiterate it to them. So it feels like what you do is custom to help them.